Today, thousands of mourners converged on Jerusalem for Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polan's funeral. The 23-year-old was one of the six Israeli hostages whose bodies were recovered from Gaza over the weekend. Hamas militants kidnapped them on October 7th, and according to Israel's military, they were killed just hours before an attempted rescue. As Israelis tracked the hostages' plight, Goldberg Polan's parents became their advocates. They even spoke at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago last month. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports from Jerusalem.
It's late afternoon, and a steady line of traffic heads into one of Jerusalem's main cemeteries. So many cars that people get out and walk, pouring into the parking lot where the funeral is being held.
My heart is just really, really hurting for him, for his family. This isn't the way we thought he'd be coming home.
Deborah Cooper-Smith is an American living in Israel.
Everyone's here to comfort the family and show that we care and show that we're hurting too.
You know, he really was a symbol of hope that, like, maybe they were going to come back.
Akiva Goldberger, also an American, says losing Goldberg Polan is like losing that hope that the other more than 100 hostages still in Gaza will make it out.
I think that sort of the failure to bring the hostages back, like, is just really highlighted right now. People are feeling that.
Many blame that failure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who they say is obstructing a ceasefire deal. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets in the past 24 hours, and a general strike was observed around the country today. As the growing crowd waits for the funeral to begin, many break out in a Jewish song for peace. His mom, Rachel, starts to speak.
I've had a lot of time during the past 332 days to think about my sweet boy, Hirsch.
The crowd grows, and she continues.
Finally, my sweet boy, finally, 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 you're free. I will love you, and I will miss you every single day for the rest of my life.
And then a van carries his body through the cemetery as thousands and thousands quietly accompany him to his final resting place. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Jerusalem.